The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Caretakers and secretaries strike, which is continuing. Schools are struggling to deal with the fallout. The indefinite strike is resulting in piles of rubbish on school grounds and has reached a tipping point, if you'll pardon that pun, for one school in Dublin. St Joseph's in Fairview has warned that it may have to shut its doors come Monday over fears of rat infestation, along with a number of health and safety issues. I'm joined on the line by the principal of St Joseph's Secondary School, Alexander Duane. Alexander, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell us about your school. How many pupils?
We've roughly about 310 pupils. We have four special classes, which means we have four units for ASD students as well.
Now, tell me how your problems started to accumulate, shall we say?
That's a really good way to put it, to be honest, because initially, obviously, we were impacted, but it's accumulating. It's the rubbish, the post, all of the issues. As soon as this has started, it's getting worse and worse. But I would like to say before we even chat about it that we fully support our school secretary and our caretaker in their demand for pension parity. Like, they're the heart and soul of our school. I've always kind of joked to them that the school would fall apart without them, and now it literally is. The school community's lost without them. They're vital to our school, and I think that's the point of this this strike, because it's actually highlighting how vital they are and how what happens to our school if they're not here.
So do you think that secretaries and caretakers have been kind of taken for granted? What they do is kind of so routine. They answer the phone in the case of the secretaries. They deal with correspondence. They pay the bills and all of those routine things. And the caretakers make sure the rubbish is collected. All that sort of stuff, routinely lock things up and put things away. All of that, that's not happening.
Yeah, and I think what you said there about taking them for granted is really true. I think people don't realise or appreciate how much they actually do. You mentioned about paying for things. A lot of people wouldn't realise that any payments, invoices that are coming in every single day for the services that we have to get as a secondary school, they have to be double authenticated. So on the bank, I authenticate, but so does our school secretary, Suzanne. So those aren't being paid. They're piling up at the office. Other things like security at reception. I mean, parents, as a child protection issue, parents can't just walk into a school unannounced. There has to be a sort of a buffer, I suppose, is the best way to put it, which is our reception, and they can come in and they can make an appointment. That can't happen at the moment. So we have two buildings on our campus, so we can't keep our doors locked because students move between the two buildings. That's a security risk for us that parents then have to come through. The student entrance, basically, and then they're going straight to the deputy principal's office, which is putting her under a huge amount of pressure as well. The child benefit forms are piling up at our reception window.
Explain that to me, child benefit forms. Why does the school get involved there?
Because any students that are over 16 have to show that they are still in full-time education.
Okay.
So we regularly, at the start of the school year, would receive the form. We stamp the form with the school stamp, the official stamp of the school, and then the parents bring that back, and then they're entitled, because their child is still in full-time education, they're entitled to child benefit. So they're piling up at our reception window as well. Even just deliveries and things like that are piling up. I think, like, these are things that I didn't speak about yesterday, because I suppose the most important thing at the moment, or the thing that's causing us the most anxiety, is the health and safety issue of the rubbish that's piling up now in the schoolyard.
So the caretaker would normally look after all of that.
He empties all of the bins, and you know, it's something that goes unnoticed probably, but now we're noticing, and it's very, very obvious. And I think, you know, our priority in school is always maintaining teaching and learning for our students, but also school needs to be a safe environment. And, you know, our students we provide hot lunches as part of being a DESH school. We provide free lunches every day for the students, and they come in a kind of a cardboard box, could be, you know, rice and curry or, you know, any different thing. But they take them, and then they go out to the yard and sit at picnic benches when the weather is nice, which it has been usually, and they're all just piling up in the yard now, all the rubbish.
Okay, and there's a little bit of food left generally on the carton. And of course, that will attract vermin of various kinds, be it seagulls or rats.
Mm, Well, that's the biggest concern. I mean, we always end up, seagulls are always around in our yard anyway because of where we're located, but it's increased massively. And now my biggest concern is today's Friday. The yard is full of rubbish. We are directly opposite Fairview Park. And it's, you know, on Monday morning, what's going to happen? What's the schoolyard going to look like? I dread to think of it. I'm going to probably have to go in on Sunday and do a little assessment and see, you know, what kind of state the school is in. Because I don't think it's fair to the students or to the staff as well. I mean, you know, all the SNAs and teachers who are working here, myself and the deputy principal, the yard is not, it's not a nice place to have to walk through. And I just think, you know, even if I did have to make the call to close the school, we also can't do anything like that last minute. In particular in our school, we have, as I said, four special classes. So a lot of our students who have ASD, they are entitled to school transport. So they will get taxis to school, and some of them are coming from as far as Balbriggan. So there's not a quick, oh, we're just going to close the school today. You know,
now, you know, some listeners will be saying, why don't the teachers and the students, fine, strapping students, why don't they muck in and help out?
Well,
but that would be strike breaking, wouldn't it?
It would, and actually it's a really good point because a lot of our students have actually offered, like, why don't we just clean up the yard? And of course, that would be lovely, and they're so nice to offer that. Teachers and SNAs, you know, are saying, would you like me to help? We are following advice. We have been following advice from the start. The JMB, they're the managerial body for voluntary secondary schools. Our school trust is IRST, the Edmund Rice Schools Trust. I've been on the phone to them pretty much every day. We are following everything to the letter. If we were to take on those jobs, we are undermining the whole point of this strike.
At the same time, there'll be listeners, perhaps who have children with special needs, who say, look, you've got to look at the cost benefit, you know, the cost of, you know, not sticking to the principle of observing the strike and keeping the work of the secretaries and the caretakers integral to them and not be doing it for them. That's, you know, the principled approach. But on the other hand, the educational approach for the kids who don't, if you have to close the school, they might think that is just a bridge too far.
Yeah, well, I think, like, we do just have to think of the health and safety of our school. That's the main thing. And as I said, we've done everything that we were told to do. We have kept classes open. I have, like, normally, actually, our caretaker would be the one who opens the school every morning. He comes down very early in the morning and has the school open. But since he's been out, I've been going down to open up the school really, really early. Some of our students actually come down to school exceptionally early. We're a deaf school. We offer a breakfast club where we have, you know, hot drinks and hot chocolates and breakfast cereals and things like that. And I'm aware that some of those students are landing into the yard at like 7:30 in the morning. So I've been making an effort to come in even earlier than I normally would, which actually is technically going against the directive. Yeah. But I'm putting the well-being of the students ahead in that situation. But in terms of, you know, going directly against what we've been told to do, cleaning up the rubbish in the yard would be directly against what we've been told to do. We are paying salaries to people, which is also something that the secretary and myself would be responsible for. And we were told that's an exception. So Forth has said they don't want anybody to not be paid as a result of this. So we have actually nominated the deputy principal now to be able to do the data entry. And we're managing people's payments. But cleaning up the yard or any of the other duties, we're not going to do that. And actually as well, you know, I have to highlight our SNAs and our teachers and myself and the deputy principal, we're crossing the picket, and students are crossing the picket every day where we're seeing our school secretary and our school caretaker outside. And that actually is very difficult as well, because we do fully support them.
All right, Alexandra, as I say, I hope this thing is resolved because more and more disruption will accumulate for schools with the absence of the valuable work of the caretakers and secretaries. So Alexandra Dwan or Duane, which do you like?
Dwan.
Alexandra Dwan, principal of St. Joseph's in Fairview, famous old Dublin school. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.